Praise God. Amen. We can do better than that. Praise God. Amen. Make them think somebody's here today. I'm not going to keep you very long. I'm going to read a little bit out of Romans. Romans 7. Steve was talking a little bit around this earlier. I want to just do verses 22. Maybe a couple more. For I delight in the law of God after the inward man. But I see another law in my members, warring against the law of my mind and bringing me into captivity to the law of sin which is in my members. O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? I thank God through Jesus Christ, our Lord. So then with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. It takes me back over to the book of John. Verse 34, chapter 13. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another. Very simple. With the inward man, with my soul, I will obey the love of God, or the word of God, the law of God. And the law of God is love one another. Simple. Simple. The flesh seeks to serve the law of sin. And believe it or not, the law of Moses brought sin. He had named it, it showed it for what it was, and it brought death with it. When Adam ate of the tree of knowledge, sin and death came in the world. But the sin was not imputed as sin until the law of Moses was brought forth. Once the law of Moses was brought forth, sin became exceedingly sinful, because then we knew what sin was. But with the law of God, it's very simple. To love God, to love one another. It is only by the loving of one another that we show God's personality to the world. When you love yourself, you actually follow the law of sin. Because you're trying to make yourself look good in the eyes of the world, trying to get the world to love you. But when you love with the love of God, self doesn't enter in. It's all about the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, and seeking to please them. And by pleasing them, we love one another, putting others before ourselves. And therefore, we have that hope of glory, to be in Jesus, to stand in Him, everlasting. Amen. Amen. Amen.